Okay, so hi everybody on DLive.tv. My name is John David D'Oliveira. If you are watching this, sorry I started up a little late. It's 7:05, 7:06 actually, p.m. Eastern time. 7:06 p.m. Eastern time, and I just wanted to start up this experimental newscast here. It will be called Tuckahoe Media TV 14. Or no, sorry, Tuckahoe Media Coastline Evening News. And this is the first edition of it, and it's now 7:06 p.m. And with that said, I think just the only topic of this newscast would be about the Donald Trump and E. Jean Carroll court case, because it's a local news story, and this before we get started, this newscast is meant to be about local news stories that are happening in this area that are in the New York City metro area that are affecting us, and not so much about the national stories. And I know that a very popular national news story is happening now with the situation at the Texas-Mexico border, where trucker convoys of thousands of people are going there. But that's not what this newscast is discussing, even though I completely support those truckers, the trucker convoy in the area. Sorry, that are going to Texas and Mexico border from all these different states around the country, mostly in the South, and also in the state of Virginia. But in this newscast, I wanted to discuss the Donald Trump E. Jean Carroll trial, just because it is a local news story. It happened yesterday in New York City. And I just am pulling up a news article right now about this court case and about the verdict that was read yesterday. It turns out that Trump had to pay $83 million, or Trump is being forced to pay $83.3 million to E. Jean Carroll in a defamation lawsuit, because that's what this court case is. It's a defamation lawsuit. And this article here, I think from Politico.com, explains the specifics of what this court case is about. And let's see if I can pull it up. Here it is. Okay, so I'll just read the first portion of the article. It says, "A jury ordered Donald Trump on Friday to pay $83.3 million to the writer E. Jean Carroll over defamatory remarks he made about her while he was president in response to her rape accusation." Because this is a false, or sorry, it is a rape accusation trial. I happen to think that the actual rape that was accused was false, but of course, people can think otherwise. Then it says the bulk of the damages award is meant to punish Trump for repeatedly using his public platform to denigrate Carroll in defiance of prior court rulings that his verbal attacks are false and defamatory. Then it says U.S. District Judge Lewis Kaplan ruled last fall that Trump defamed Carroll by saying in 2019 that he had never met her, and her book, in which she accused him of rape, having raped her in the dressing room of a luxury department store in the mid-1990s. And when asked about the rape, Trump said that it should be sold in the fiction section. So he's kind of almost insulting that accusation. Then the article goes on to say the only question for the nine-person jury to decide was how much in damages Trump should pay. After deliberating for 3 hours, the jury ordered Trump to pay $18.3 million in compensatory damages and $65 million in punitive damages. Compensatory damages compensate a plaintiff for harm or other losses they have suffered. Punitive damages are awards intended to punish the defendant for their conduct. During their closing arguments Friday, Carroll's lawyers encouraged the jury to order an unusually high punitive damages award, both because of Trump's wealth and because he has continued to disparage Carroll, including during the trial. Even as the jury was deliberating on Friday afternoon, Trump kept up his attacks on Carol in a stream of social media posts in which he again claimed he had never met her, called her case a hoax, and lobbied other insults against her and the legal system. In a statement released Friday evening, Carol said the verdict is a great victory for every woman who stands up when she's been knocked down and a huge defeat for every bully who has tried to keep a woman down. Trump, who had left the courthouse shortly before the jury reached a verdict, called it absolutely ridiculous on social media and vowed to appeal. Trump's lawyer, Alina Habba, complained to reporters as she exited the courthouse that the judge had unfairly limited the legal arguments Trump was allowed to make. We were stripped of every defense, every single defense before we walked in there. Sorry, defense. Then it says the nine members of the Manhattan jury were anonymous, meaning that Trump, Carol, and their lawyers did not know their names. So it was an anonymous jury. Kaplan ordered that the unusual anonymity provision, because of the risk of the people involved in the high-profile case, would be subject to threats or harassment. After the verdict on Friday, Kaplan told the jurors, "My advice to you is that you never disclose that you were on this jury." And that's something that just stands out to me because this is one of those cases where the judge is saying, don't ever disclose you were on this jury to anybody, any, let's say, work employer or anybody outside of immediate family, which, you know, is not very common because, you know, most times in court cases, people are okay with sharing that information with other people that they don't know well, but meaning other friends. But in this case, Judge Kaplan told them that they should never disclose that they were on the jury to anybody except for, I'm assuming, immediate family. Friday's award comes on top of a $5 million penalty. The article continues. Friday's award comes on top of a $5 million penalty, a separate jury ordered Trump to pay Carol in a trial last year where Trump was found liable for sexual abuse regarding Carol's rape claims and for defamation for other comments he made about her in 2022. Though Trump didn't attend a single day of last year's trial against Carol, he not only sat in the Manhattan federal courtroom for most of the second trial, but he also testified in his own defense. Asked by Habba whether he stood by the testimony he gave in a videotape deposition that had been shown to the jury, he said 100% yes, in part because Kaplan severely curtailed the scope of the former president's testimony. Trump spent a total of just 3 minutes on the witness stand on Thursday. And that's also a surprising thing, how Trump hasn't attended a lot of this trial because I'm assuming he's been busy with other campaign rallies in different states, whether it's Iowa, New Hampshire, or another state. Or maybe it's because he just doesn't want to show up because he's being insulted in a court case unfairly. And I think this is an unfair court case against Trump, just because the original verdict was supposed to be $5 million in a lawsuit, but that amount increased to $83 million yesterday after it was given, just because, you know, I think that they were trying to, you know, not bankrupt Trump, but they were trying to affect him enough financially, just to humiliate him among the leftists who, you know, of course, hate Trump. They're just, you know, trying to make a win for the leftists and, oh, like, yay, like, you know, Trump is forced to pay $83 million, and, you know, Trump's wealth is being hurt some more, and it just satisfies them. I think that this is what this is about. It's a political case against Trump. And I, of course, I don't agree with it, but if you're listening to this, and this is a local news story to us, so I'll just pause for the next minute and let you comment below on on DLive.tv if you're listening to this. And I just wanted to honestly test the comment section just to see if it works. So if you have any opinions on this case, please write them below and I will respond to them later on once this live stream or once this news is finished. Hi everybody on DLive.tv once again. It is now 7:17 p.m. Eastern time, and I just took a 1 minute break from talking, and welcome back to Tuckahoe Media Coastline Evening News for January 27, 2024. And in this episode, or sorry, in this newscast, I'm talking about E. Jean Carroll and the Donald Trump court case, which just finished in New York City, and a verdict was given yesterday. And the verdict was that Trump would have to pay $83.3 million to E. Jean Carroll in a defamation lawsuit, even though the original verdict was $5 million. So it was much higher than originally expected. And it says here that out of the $83.3 million, $65 million was for punitive damages, and $18.3 million was for compensatory damages. And as the article says right here, it says compensatory damages compensate a plaintiff for harm or other losses they have suffered. So I think that they mean emotional harm in this case, or maybe physical harm with the rape accusation. I think it's the physical harm, because then it says punitive damages are awards intended to punish the defendant for their conduct. So that was the one, the punitive damages was the one who went up in terms of the amount of money. So I think E. Jean Carroll is punishing Trump for acting the way he did on social media and insulting her many times, and making. Or and then his Trump's supporters just agreeing with it, and E. Jean Carroll is very disturbed by all of that. And so I think she's just after Trump because what's it called? Just because of her, just because of his social media posts, which is, in my opinion, it's just ridiculous. I mean, it is a court case that we should pay attention to, because it is it did happen locally, but it's just a shocking thing to have happened. And as I said before, Trump shouldn't have to pay that much money, because what's it called? Because number one, this was a false, at least I think it was a false accusation of a rape that was claimed to have happened, sorry, that claimed it was in the mid 1990s in a luxury department store in a dressing room, and but they don't know the exact year when that happened, so that's kind of suspicious. Like, they didn't pinpoint a year, they just said the mid 1990s. So that is something suspicious to me, and it's also suspicious the way that he was paid. or sorry, he had to pay millions of dollars more, $65 million, in fact, in punitive damages. And also further down in the article, one of the shocking things is that the jury in this trial was completely anonymous from the beginning, and sorry, yeah, it was completely anonymous, and the judge convinced, or not convinced is not the right word. The judge encouraged the jury members to just stay anonymous and don't tell anybody that you were on this jury, not except for immediate family. You know, the rest of them, you can't. This judge doesn't want the jury members to tell people that they were on E. Jean Carroll and Donald Trump's jury, or sorry, court case. That is not something that is allowed to happen. Which is, I think it's pretty rare for any court case to do that. I think that, there's not a lot of court cases I have heard of where the jury is anonymous and their names haven't been released, at least somewhere. So this is a rare event, and I think it was done too in New York City on purpose because it's a politics game. Like New York City is very much against Trump in general. Most people are against conservative politics, and I think that they picked that place in part because of that. It's not like an unbiased court case for sure. It has some political, compromised parts of it. And just like other Trump court cases do, just like the one in Fulton County, Georgia, and the one in Miami, Florida, and the other one in the criminal court case in New York City. It's just like those three. There is some political game to this, and I think that is for sure. And with that said, I think I'll end the live stream there for this January 27, 2024. And thank you for listening to the first edition, and this is the premiere edition of Tuckahoe Media Coastline Evening News for today. And thank you for listening. God bless America. And I also pray for the safety of those who are going to the Texas-Mexico border right now to fight against the federal government because the federal government wants to tear down razor wire that the state of Texas put up. And I just think that it's great that some people are standing against the federal government on that issue because it is a major issue, illegal immigrants. I've been warning about it for years, but I'm glad that some people, some truckers, maybe even thousands of truckers, are going to the Texas-Mexico border from many states, especially in the South. And with that said, thank you for listening to Tuckahoe Media TV 14 Coastline Evening News for January 27th. I hope you have a great day, and